Good morning, Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Kaf Zayin. Starting at the bottom of Kaf Vav, Amud Bet, right at the bottom, the second last line. Dedicate the Shir Lilui Shmot, everyone who died in this war, to soldiers and to the civilians. Ptuim should all be healed quickly, and to the Chatufim. Mentioned Matan Shachar Ben Einat from the Peretz tank. Hopefully we'll be okay, and everyone else should be successful, we should be Matzliach, and get over this as quickly as possible. All right. So the Mishnah said, we saw in the Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, we saw, Alokach perd mi chavero, sheishlach lo chavero perd, and you found money inside the fruits. Rather, they said they're yours. On the other hand, the Mishnah said, are you tsurin? If they were like in a bundle, like wrapped up or tied up, which was some sort of siman, that they belonged to somebody, so then chayev lahachriz. Okay, so I'm Reish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yanai. Reish Lakish is Rabbi Yanai. Lo shanu ele belokach minat tagar. This only applies when you buy it from like a shopkeeper, from a trader, from a market. In other words, from a look at Rashi. Why? Because then we can likely conclude that he himself bought it from lots of people. In other words, he's buying fruit. Your greengrocer, he is buying from all different suppliers. So he got it from the market, from farmers, etc. He himself isn't sure who that belongs to. There's no simon on any of this stuff. So there was Yahushua the Balim, and that's why you can keep it. But says Reish Lakish, but if you come to me and you buy fruits from me, or I give you fruits, which if any of you know, we're often giving away fruits. We've got this little sort of small holding where there's always fruits and we put them outside. Often people come and take fruits. So if there you find a few hundred shekels, remember it's mine. No, okay. Yeah, it says you never bought a buy it, then chayav lahachzir. You got to give it back. V'chein tani tana kameh derav. And so too, one of these guys that teaches brighters, the bright experts, taught in front of Rav Nachman. He says lo shna lebelokeach min atagra. That's only if you take from a wholesaler, from a retailer, or from a seller, supplier. But if you take from a private guy, chayav lahachzir. So Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says to him, to the Tana. Now the Tana was very, 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 very confident of what he had to say. He told this locha very straight, you know, very confidently. Says Rav Nachman, v'chi bar abayit, ba'atzmo dashan. I don't understand, he says over here. You think that the bar abayit himself, that he put the stuff in Rashi Zavia Dashan Vichyuat more Dashna Tvuazot. Right? Like that we're talking here about not necessarily fruit. So saying the Tvua, the produce, what he like, he sieved it and sorted it out and he cleaned it up nicely. Hello, Poalim, Harbei Dashuota. Rashi says it wasn't him, it was all the Poalim, the workers worked on this fruit. What the Balabait himself went, he had it in his backyard, all the servants. Like in my house, right? All the backyard, all the servants. Right? So he says, so what do you mean? It's his. Even he doesn't know who it came from. It could be one of his workers. So Amale, so the Tana says to Rav Nachman, the Ismay, what should I take this? Look, Rashi says, I see brighter than me, can see, must I delete this brighter from my repertoire? So he says to Amale, lo, don't delete it, he says. Titargem matni, explain it, he says. Kagon she dashan yede avdo veshivchato haknanim. Right, he says over here, you don't have to delete the whole thing, said Rav Nachman, but you got to at least explain the brighter, right, that if it was goyim, that's when you can take it. In other words, if there were Jewish workers, right, then you'd have to give it back. I think it's what he's saying over here.
It's his.
Yeah, you make a good point. I'll be honest with you, as I read it now, sort of like stammered a bit to myself, I said, I don't really pay too much attention. Rashi Zavi Amar Le Lotis mit Targa Matniti. I don't explain what it was. There's a Rebbe Chananel here that says.
Oh, wait, there's a note on it.
Oh, before we get to the note, let's just try and see what the Mefarshim say. Right, so the Rebbe Chananel says, Im mitage lakachu ibal abayit she dashim lo poalim harei hain shelo. So he says over here that, so he seems to imply over here that if it was, the Rebbe Chananel says, that if you took it from like a shopman, or from a balabayit shedashim lo poalim, that he's got his workers there, then it's yours. Okay, that's when Chananel says it. So it seems to imply that that if it was the non-Jewish workers, so then you can keep it, you came from a balabayit. But if it was Israel, that's how I understand it. That's how I understand it. Rabbi Chanina, what's your note there, Robert? So basically the bottom line is if they avadim knanim, so then it would be like the balabites, because the eved, whatever the eved kone balim kone, if their workers were Yisraelim, so then the balabite wouldn't have any rights in them, and therefore then it would belong to the guy who found it.
Yeah.
So when he said that you've got to give it, so when it's a shop, but okay, it's not clear. Okay, I understand. To me, it's a bit. It says don't delete the Mishnah, but just kagodin shedashale de avdo v'shivchato aknanim. That's when it belongs to the balabite. But if it isn't avadim, right? If it's just regular workers, so then it wouldn't belong to the balabite. Then you could then basically treat it the same as a shopkeeper. Okay, very good. Matnitin afasim. Now the Mishnah carries on and says afasim lata bichal. I mean, we had the pasuk. So the pasuk in yesterday's daf on Eretz. V'chein tase lechamuro, v'chein tase le. This pasuk we speak about Hashavat Aveda says v'chein tase lechamuro. It's in Dvarim Kaf Bet Gimel. It says v'chein tase lechamuro. Do the same for your donkey. V'chein tase lesimnato for your clothing. V'chein tase lechol avedat achicha. Anything that your friend finds, that your friend loses, asher tovad mimenu, that he lost umetzata and you found it. Lo tochal italem. You can't turn a blind eye. You've got to go and deal with Hashavat Aveda. So the Mishnah says like this, Afasim la haita bichlal kolel. Now the dress, because the pasuk says, haita bichlal kolel, because it says, lechol avedat achicha. Anything that he lost. So why is the Torah mentioning specifically the chamor and the simla? Same as the chamor, because it's the simlato. Just say, v'chein say lechol avedat achicha, or whatever he loses. Right? Why do you have to mention to me specifically, mention the garment and the chamor? So yeah, the Mishnah discusses specifically the issue of the simla. So the pasuk said like this: "Afa simla ta bichlal koleilu." Rashi says over here, but we're seeing the Gemara what it's all about. "V'lama yatzat," right? Why did this part of the pasuk Rashi says "V'chein tase le simlato"? In other words, why did the pasuk mention specifically simlato? So the Mishnah explains: "La kisha le'av lo malachat." We saw this din a couple of daf ago. To teach you as follows, to make a hekesh between a simla, a garment, anything else. Ma simla miyuchel jesh basimla. What's unique about a garment? Person's got a simla on his garment. He recognizes the logo, or he knows who made it, or this, or the fabric, or the design, whatever the case was. V'yesh la tovin. What do you mean v'yesh la tovin? There's somebody who owns it. There's always going to be somebody claiming that garment. So it's got simanim, and there's a guy who claims it, who says it's mine. Right, af kol davar sheyesh bo siman, anything in the world that's got a siman, v'yesh lo tovim, and there could rightfully be somebody who's claiming it. Right, chayav la'achriz, you've got to machriz. Look at Rashi over here. La'am estam simla yesh bo siman. He says that it's normally a garment's got a siman. V'chol simla yesh bo labai, and the garment usually got owners as well, who tovin ata, who claim it. Shelo nasa ele bidei adam v'lo bat ben efke. With garments, people made garments. This is a rav. Then they weren't like laid, no one hatched a jacket, right? Or a jacket just grew out of the ground. It was somebody's. So it's got a siman, somebody made it. There's always going to be somebody who wants to claim it. So the din of the Torah specified, it specifically mentioned the simla. So a simla is something which was made by somebody, was created by somebody. It's got a siman. Those are the sorts of things that you got to machris. So the Gemara asked the question, "Mai bichlal kol elu?" What does it mean? Afa simla ita. Bichlal kol elu, included in all of those things. What does it mean bichlal? What does it mean included? So Amarav, Rav says bichlal from the word pasuk kol avedat achicha. The pasuk says it's included in all what your friend, what your brother would lose. So Amarav, Rav says lamali dekat v'chaman leshor chamor seve simla. So he says, why did the Torah write? If we know now what that, well, why did the Torah write as well shor chamor seve simla? Okay, so that's a different pasuk, not the pasuk that I just read. There's another pasuk which we saw recently as well. It said chamor sev chamoro v'simlato. There were three psukim that we saw yesterday, the day before. We said you were over on three different avayras. Remember, it was lo titalem, lo tigzol, and ashev teshivem. Anybody find those psukim? Yesterday's stuff, eh?
That's the second source.
Yeah, but this Lord Tiret Shor Achicha or et Sev Nidachim Vitlam Temehem Hashem Tzurinchem Shech Koach. Okay, so that's Dvarim Kaf Aleph, Kaf Bet, Pasuk Aleph, and this was Dvarim Kaf Bet, Pasuk Gimel. Okay, so they're all mentioned there together in where is it in Ki Tetzai? Ki Tavo, one of those parshas there. Ki Tetzai. Here we are, Ki Tetzai. Ki Tetzai. We've got it in Ki Tetzai. We've got it at the beginning of Ki Tetzai. Tiskel ish ben tzor more. No, v'lo tiret shor. Here we are. Pasuk sloti vek. V'chiyeh ish v'shchet v'shmat tzedek. It's in Shaini of Ki Tetzai. V'lo tiret shor achicha o et seyo nidachim v'tlamtim yem ha-shef tzvim achicha. V'im lo karov achicha elecha. You don't know who he is. Vasafto el toch beitecha, bring it to your house. Vayayim imcha, and should be there. Adrosh achicha tova shevot. We see this pasuk as well today. Until your friend comes and claims it, and you give it back to him. Vechel sila chamoro, vechel sila simnato, vechel sila cholevet al achicha asher tova benu matzad lo tuchal italem. Lo tret chamor achicha otcheru noflim adech mitlam temehem akem tekem off. They fall down. You got to pick them up. All that's in Ki Tetzai la milchama. Okay, that's in the beginning of Ki Tetzai, in the aliyah, the second aliyah of Ki Tetzai. So it says over here, the girl, so what's kol avar achich? Amar Rava, lama li dikar v'chaman ha-shor v'chomis? And now we ask the question, okay, fine. So Rava answered firstly, what's it there? What does it mean, b'chlal kol eilu? It means that the pasuk says, kol avar achich. So now Rava says, and what the next pasuk? Right, says, shor chomor v'sev v'sim la. So he says, chich, we need all of them to be written there, both shor and chomor and se and some simla. So we've got the ox, the donkey, the stock, the sheep or the goat, and your clothing. Why do we order them? So he says, Chich, we need them all, right? Tikra Brahman is simla, but just written simla, your garment, Tamubi said, I mean Ainim Gilgufa. That's when we've got Aidim who can actually give Aidut on the actual garment itself. And we need Simanim the Gufa, and we need Siman on the Gufa. Now remember the Gemara at the moment he's speaking as if Siman and Aidim almost go together. There's Siman or Aidim. Mm-hmm. We're going to ask later on the question which we've alluded to already up until now in the Gemara, is a Siman Doraita, can you rely on Simanim on their own? We're going to have an interesting answer, by the way. Well, we're not going to necessarily the answer today, but we're going to see interesting discussion about it. But here, Rava says, a garment, because you've got a Siman on the goof, and Aidim on the goof. Aidim will give you Aidut on the garment itself. Aval Chamor, Ba'aidim, the Ukaf, the Siman Ukaf, but on a donkey, all donkeys look the same. So how do you identify that this is my donkey? By my saddle. So now suddenly we've got something else here. Now you're not telling me the donkey's your donkey. I recognize the saddle. So now the Amen Loma Hadrina, maybe the saddle isn't, you know, you wouldn't give back. You would just told me Simla, we think that what's a Simla garment? So we've got Siman on the goof and Adim on the goof of the garment itself. Mm-hmm. But a donkey, where it's not the donkey itself, it's the saddle. I recognize the saddle. Maybe we don't give back the donkey. Right, Katar Rachman Chamor. That's the donkey, right? Chamor. Da'afilu Chamor b'simane ha'ukaf. You can even give this donkey back. Rashi says, therefore, it said Chamor, cry a terror, redundant in the pasuk, to tell me that even on the saddle I can give back. Then, okay, so Shor v'seh the Katar Rachman Lamani. So why do I have to have ox and seh and sheep written into the pasuk? So he wants to know, Shor, da'afilu gizat is navo. What's the gizat of Rashi? Shafilu se'ar shebesof asnav yachzir. If you trim the ox's donkey, the ox's tail, and you give back the ox, you give back the trimmings on the tail as well. And se'ar the gizat, if you sheared the sheep in the meantime, you'd have to give back the wool that you sheared off the sheep as well. It's not yours. That's what the Torah told me. Simla, because of siman of guf. Donkey, because of the saddle, some other distinguishing factors, which aren't necessarily the body of the article itself. Sure, the trimmings of the tail, the ox has got like a big tail with a lot of wool at the tail, and the sheep, the wool in its body. So I don't understand. Sure, then just write, sure. And then once I know, of course you can say it, an ox is a much more, prominent animal than a sheep. So surely if I know I've got to even give back the trimmings on the tail of the ox, so much more so I've got to give back the shearings on the sheep on its body. Mm-hmm. So why do I need say? Why?
Never mind.
Why? V'lichon ha'shor, te'afilu li'gizat navo, v'koshe kain say.
Because the ox is a I think because it's cheap. The tail of the ox is so cheap that.
Okay, maybe what I'm saying with the ox is there's just the tail of the ox. Okay, so you don't like the way they explained it. Fine. But the kosher cane is the kosher. We learned seh from ox, right? Okay, I didn't give the best explanation on the ox. But we got the course, but if we learn the ox, then certainly the sheep. Okay, I see what Robert's saying. That if we got to give back a little bit of the trimmings of the tail, then certainly you got to give back all the shearings of the sheep. Okay. My subconscious, I wanted to say that. Okay. Right? Thank you for helping me say what I wanted to say. Right? And so therefore, the Gemara accept that as a dechia. That can't be the reason why it's written save a chamor, if it's a shore and save case. What's el amarav a chamor? What's chamor? Chamor is the bor l'Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what's bor Rabbi Yehuda? Remember, he had a machloket way back in Baba Kama. Anybody remembers this? Where's this in Baba Kama? The very beginning of Baba Kama. Not so much the beginning, but yeah, the Masorah Shah sends us over here to Daf Nun Dalet. About the middle of...
If Gans gets lost,
you've got to give him back. Okay, right? So he says, chamor de bor, right? That a donkey that fell into a pit. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda said that you chayev nezek, it's dafka the boar, or the, right, that the chamor that falls into a dog. In other words, not kalim. Right? We had a machloket there. What about kalim? If kalim fell into the pit or not, and Rabbi Yehuda said that it's only the actual animal itself. If the animal was laden with kalim, you wouldn't be chayev on the kalim, you only be chayev for the animal itself. And Rabbi Dan said not even the kalim. So he says, Rabbi says, chamor is to tell us the din of boar. According to Rabbi Yehuda, look at Rashi. Rashi said, the mechayev al niskei kalim a boar. Right, chamor de bor Rabbi Yehuda, the mechav is kind of a bor. Kashile, no. Hold on. The bor Rabbi Yehuda, v'seh de aveda le divre hakol. So he says, but seh de aveda is le divre hakol. So he says a kashi over here. He wants to know 1 second. We understand Amar Rav chamor de bor. So what's the Gemara saying? What Rabbi Yehuda, who says that even nezak in kalim in the bor, and say. For Aveda, everybody agrees if fake you lost, what do we need that for? It's a kashya. Okay. Well, it says you're right. Maybe it's glanim. So it's not because they're the kashya. Even the feces, if the animal made big mound, look like Achzir Glalav, take it off Shoev, just written Shoev, Amina, Ki Atele Gizat Snavo, Ata, about glanim lo chashivi. So if it's just written Shoev, might say, okay, maybe the shore, you got to give back the trimmings of the tail. Maybe the feces, you wouldn't have to give back. Roli Hadrak, Katarachmana, Cryotary Latriak, maybe that's why it says Chamor, even include glanim. What are you talking about? Glali mafkure mafkure. No one wants the glali. Well, mafkure, no one wants the glali. Lemisha terachbo velo atakral rabinu de ain lo tovin. Rashi says, no, there's nobody who wants the glali. So what's the vidilma le siman hu da'ata? Maybe it mentioned the Aruk Rashi la ashmeina and de lehidra be siman below adim. You can give back these animals even without adim, just with the siman. The Kamal, we'll see later on. The Gemara's going to ask a question, is siman deraita or not? We'll get to that. And the Gemara says, di bailan siman deraita de rabanan. Is that Osimanim good enough? Therefore, the Rachmana said, "Afilu b'simanim." Maybe that's the case. The Gemara says, "Wait a second, b'simanim doraita." Oh no! And then we proved, "Afilu b'simanim hadrinam b'simanim doraita." And then we proved that they're doraita. Because we're going to see in a moment, big machloket. Can we give back do Ashavata Veda just on a siman without aiding or not? So maybe this is why we got these animals up here. It teaches about simanim. That we answer that simanim are doraita. So the Gemara says, "No, I'm Rabbi Daktani lehu tan le simanim." Gabe Simla Diktani, but the Gemara says no, because let's look at what we learned about a Simla. Ma Simla miyuchedet sheyesh ba simanim veyesh la tovin chayav lachis. Of kol davar sheyesh ba simanim veyesh la tovin chayav lachis. Shma mina dese lav le simanim. The Gemara says no, that's not what se came. That's what Simla came for. So we haven't solved what the se was for, by the way. So we asked, Rav originally told us that we asked the question of Rav, what was bichlal when the past Mishnah said. When it said, remember the Mishnah said, Bichlal kol elu, blami atzai. See, Bichlal kol elu was avedat achicha. Then we had another Rava that said that we need se and chamor and shor, and we need them all. And the Gemara made a bit of an argument. We said maybe for all different reasons, but we never actually solved in the end what we needed se for. Shema mina de se love. All we know is that se never came for a siman. Okay, that's what we ended up here. It's a little bit. Just take a moment and look at Rabbeinu Chananya. I'm walking Rabbeinu Chananya because Rabbeinu Chananya makes a little bit more sense, I think, than Ahmed or than Rashi. Look at Rabbeinu Chananya about just under halfway down. It says there, Chamor Debor. It says, Perush, what's the Chamor Debor? It says, Perush, Chamor Shekatav Bebor, Alibet de Rabbanan de Amre. Right? Because I think Rabbanan were the one that said it's only, I got confused. Rabbanan were the one that said that it's only the Chamor. front of Bor and Rabbi, and not Kalim. Rabbi Yehuda said also Kalim. And Shor Velo Adam, right? So that's how he explains Avi Rabbanan. Shor Velo Adam, Chamor Velo Kalim. So he says, Shapir Kati Bakra. And that's why it makes sense. When I fall Sham Shor or Chamor. El Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechayev al Niska Kalim Babor. But Yehuda says, even Niska Kalim Babor, Chamor Ba Ma Lema'et. What's Chamor doing over here? Because Chamor can't tell me only Chamor referring to a boar and excluding Kalim. That's what the Gemara says, Kashya. Okay, so the way you meant to have read that Gemara, I'm going back a little bit. The Gemara said, I'm Rabbi Chamor de boar. So the Gemara said, well, what about Rabbi Yehuda then? Vesed Aveda. And say what's say, because say for Aveda, everybody agrees on say Aveda, so we don't need a special limit for that. The Gemara says, that's Kashya. And that's why I said it can't be for that. That's why we try and find another reason. We mentioned Glalim. Okay, so Rabbi Chanel makes it pretty clear. It says, look, said Avad Shnema Kitriet Shorachich or Etzion Nidachim Mechule. Imashor Sheesh Lomar Hu Enicho Shov Ashvarim Sheosem Melachabahin. And Imshin Roei Hazir Torah Lashivan Se Lo Kol Shekain. So if you don't hand back the shore without Simanim, so then how are you going to hand back the Se? So therefore, that's what the Gemara says. Said Kadochman Lameli Kashya. So we're not sure what says for. And the Gemara in the end doesn't conclude what the says for. Okay, so that was just a little bit of a clear up on that. Okay, the Gemara is a bright over here. Now, we go back to our original discussion, which the Gemara asked the first question, where it says, my bichlal kol elu. Right, because the pasuk over there said, v'chein tased achamal chesedim, v'chein tased l'kchol aved achicha asher tovad bimenu, u'metzata lo tuchal italem. Okay, the pasuk over here, we said, lo tershor achicha. So we had these few psukim here on Vashavata Veda, and we're going to see quite a bit of a discussion in them now. So the Gemara is like this: Asher Tovad. So the pasuk over here, it's on our. Right? So Asher Tovad. What does it mean, Asher? When it says Asher Tovad, that got lost. So the Gemara says Asher Tovad. You lost something. What does it mean? You lost something. Prat la Veda she'ein ba shavei pruta. This is excluding something which hasn't got a share put. In other words, in order to be chayev, to hand back something, right, it has to be an aveda. Right, look at Rashi, asher tovad, shetehe kruya aveda. It's got to be called something which lost. Now, you don't call something a lost article if it isn't worth anything. Okay, so if it's less than a putta, we don't care about it. That's what he wants to tell us here. Prat la avesh ein bo share putta. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so in the same pasuk, the pasuk is asher tovad mimenu, that you lost it, umetzaata. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Where do we learn that to be a shavei pruta? Umetzaata, and you found it. Look at Rashi. Shehete kriya metzia. It has to be called something that was found. So there's a machlok, it seems to be a machlok over here, between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, about this shavei pruta concept. Where the Tanakhama says, when you lost something, it has to be called something which you lost. I lost an article. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. When I found something, I had to find something that was called an article. And what is that shavei pruta? The Gemara says, prat lavad shavei shavei pruta. It was something to them. The Gemara says, my, but what's the real nafkam between the two of them? So Abaya says an interesting answer. Amar Abaya, mashmut doreshinik, just had that doreshin. There was no machloka between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda that has to be shavei pruta. Just Tanakam learns it from to avad, and Rabbi Yehuda learns it from mitzata, and I found it. Both agree that has to be shavei pruta. Mar nafkalei me'asher tovad. That's what the Gemara says. Ulemar nafkalei me'asher tovad. Hi, umetzata. The Gemara says, okay, so according to that, if it's just a simple what they learn from each pasuk. So the one who learned from umetzata, which was Rabbi Yehuda, right? So sorry, after Tanakam and Asher Tovad, what does he do with the word mitzata? So that he needs it for something else. He needs mitzata. We buy lay like a Ravina. The Bach changed to Ravina. Dam Ravina. Umetzata. What do you mean umetzata? I found it. The atai liyadei mashma. What do you mean? It came into my look at Rashi. Vafilu hachi achicha velo oved kochavim. Even though you've got it, it's only if it comes from a Jew, not from a goy. Velimdecha she'avedat knani muteret. We learn over here that it says the atai liyadei mashma. right? That you found something, something. The guy comes to you, you might have to give it back to him. No, even if he comes to you, he comes to your hands, comes to try and find it from you, you don't have to give it back to him either. Even if it comes to you to ask for it. So Ulaman de Nafka Mimvimatsata. So now Kutra Bihuda learns the Shayaputta from Itsata. Hi, Ashet, what is he with the Pasuk Ashet Tova that it was lost? My Vidla. He says, Me by Lady Krabi Yochanan. He says something else. Tamar Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shum Yochai. Me nine Laveda Sheshat for Nahar Shimuterit. Where do we know that if a river washed something away that you can, you found it on the other side of the river, you can keep it? So Shenemar, we learned this Limud the other day. We had this on Daf Kaf Bet. If you lost something, but it's highly likely that other people are going to find it, then that's not called a lost article, remember? What's called a lost article? You lost it. It's a normal rule, we learned this, that it's highly unlikely that somebody's going to find it. If you do find it, then it's called yours as hefkod. We can be relied on the fact the guy was bityaesh. So that's what he learns it for, right? He says mitzata. So now, how would Tanakama use? How would Rabbi Huda use mitzah? With other, where would he learn it from? Hadrabanai minale. So now this the case of we said Ravina, right? That tovad. Mitzata. So what did he use mitzata for Tanakama? He needed it for Ravina. So now where would he find this din from about if it's highly unlikely you're gonna find it? Nafke mi mitzata. Vidach, harab yochem minale, nafkele mi menu minale nafke mi menu. So he said, hold on, minale, nafkele mi menu. Because the pasuk that shared tovad mi menu. We go around and around. Vidach mi menu, what does he do? He doesn't learn mi menu from him. Okay, so that was Abai's answer. It's just a simple case of each one learning the source for Shariputra from a different side of part of the Pasuk, and then other Limudim that come out, and they got different answers. Rava says no. Rava says the Nafkamin between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is Rava Pruta Shehozala Ikebenayu. That when it was lost, it was Shariputra. By the time you found it, it wasn't a Shariputra. Okay, look at Rashi. Shavuda mimenu va'ali de kata mimenu kata vashet mitzata shehuzala. They're the last Rashi. The b'shat aveid is reputo b'shat mitzia huzala. So now the one who says asher from the pasuk that says asher tovad mimenu, when are you chayev? When the guy lost it, it was reputo. When I found it, it seems to be less important. The one who says I learned from a mitzata will say when you find it, it has to be reputo. So Tanakamu learned from Asher Tovad. So when it was lost, it was Sariputta. Rabbi Yehuda says, when you find it, it's Sariputta. Now it wasn't. So Tanakamu said, you've got to give it back, or you go to Machris. Rabbi Yehuda said, you have to Machris. Because it all depends when you found it. Tanakamu said, no, it depends when you lost it. Look in the Gemara, mind, I'm Asher Tovad, Ike, he's got a Chovah to give it back, or to announce it. Lumanu Mitzata, like no Chovah. So the Gemara said, what are you talking about? Lumanu Asher Tovad, even the Tanakamu says Asher Tovad, that he says over here that it has to be a pruta when you lost it. But even he would agree then that when I come and find it, there has to be a mitzata. I've got to find something of value. I don't know what it was before I found it. Veleken, that doesn't exist. So how can you tell me now I've got to give it back? If you tell me you're going off to the guy who lost it, when he lost it, it was worth a pruta. When our father was, I don't know when he lost it and what it was worth. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, so that can't be the nafkamina. Ela pruta shehukara ikebenai. So he says, no, it was the other way around. It was a pruta shehukara. Right? Mandam umetza'ata ika. Now it was a pruta, became worth more than a pruta. Or it wasn't a pruta, now it became a pruta. I don't know, to be honest with you. He says, mandam umetza'ata, when you found it, there's a chovah to give it back. Umandam ashe tovad, maybe it became a pruta. It wasn't a pruta when he lost it. So the guy of the tovad, he will say, there's no chiyu because the guy lost it, it's not a pruta. So Gemara said, I don't understand. But even the Rabbi Yehuda says, Mitzata has to be the Pruta. But doesn't he also need that when the guy lost it, it was worth the Pruta? Otherwise, the guy lost it, if it wasn't worth the Pruta, he was Bityaish. So where's my Chiyuv to give it back? It's worth the Pruta now. When the guy who lost it, it wasn't worth the Pruta when he lost it. Why? He wasn't expecting it back. So it was Yayush. Why did he have to give it back? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela pruta v'huzala v'chazra v'hukara ikebenayu. This is the daf gemina, says Rava, that when he lost it was a pruta. And the Bach takes out the word shukara. It was a pruta when he lost it. And then it became worth less than a pruta in the meantime. And now it became worth a pruta again. So the guy who said, we go after Hashem Tovad, the time he lost it, Ika, it was a chiyuv to get back. Why? Because it was worth a pruta. We lost it. And one it says, when you found it, right? Be'inan de'it ba'shi'ur metziah mishat avay de'vashat avay metziah. And Rabbi Yehuda will say, no, there's no chiyuv to give it back. Why? Because in order to give it back, it had to be a pruta all the time. And the fact that there was a dip in the middle means you don't have to give it back. It was enough given between the two of them. Okay, how you know that, I don't know.
What's the current value of the pruta?
Oh, very little. Few agorot. I think 15 agorot we saw once. Do you know what? Something like that. Or 30 agorot, 20 agorot, something like that. Somebody find out what's going to put it. I think it's few agorot. But it's you know, it's not relevant now, I think, a putta. Maybe that's an uninflationed putta. Maybe you'd have to do an inflation-adjusted putta. For about $1 million. I don't know what a putta is. Okay. So now, now we come to our famous question. This is what the Gemara alluded to, right? Come to the question over here. Okay, Avi Weinrod said to call him back at 9:30. Okay, call him at 9:30 to discuss the seal. Okay. So now I go ask the question. Ibailo simanin doraita or drabana? Is the concept of siman doraita or drabana? Now, what does it mean if it's doraita? I can give back something, Joshua, it's based on a siman. I don't need aiding. So if you come to me and say, give me siman, I can give back to you. The Gemara says, my nafki, what's a nafkimina? So the Gemara's first answer here is, la adure get isha besimanin. To give back a get. Now, why is a get a good example? Because a get is a doraita, right? You got to give a woman a get. Now she lost a get. If she says it's her get and you give it back to her, you're establishing her as a divorced woman. If you don't give her back the get, you're preventing her being a divorced woman. In other words, the giving back of the get has massive halakhic ramifications. Midoraita. So if a siman, if we can prove that you can give the get back with a siman, that's a perfectly good proof that a siman is a doraita. What are you with me? Right, look at Rashi Avilahudur Ahadure get. She'avad bin ashaliach. Look at Rashi, he says, very important. He says, Avad bin ashaliach, and mevio konem shlatana. This is a get that was lost by the shaliach. Now, why is it so relevant? So relevant to shaliach. Remember that a balabayit, if, let's say that he lost the get, and you don't want to give it back to him. So what can he do? If he lost the get, he says, I'm not giving it back to you. What does he do? He writes another get. Big deal. So you're like, I'll get another get. A husband can write a get whenever he wants. No limit on giving a get. Even, by the way, nafka minas in Hilchot Kiddushin. Sometimes the situation arises where it's a safek of the Kiddushin, whether the husband was Mekadesh or not, like if a case where you force a case in Hilchot Kiddushin, if you force a guy to marry a woman, is the Kiddushin a Kiddushin or not a Kiddushin? Right? So one of the concerns is a big deal. So you say the Kiddushin can be a Kiddushin. Why? Because if he wasn't happy, he's a divorcer. When a woman is, different story altogether. She can't divorce. But a husband, if you force him to divorce, and you say, well, why is it a get? Maybe he didn't want to divorce. So you get a chum, you say it's a divorce. It's a marriage. And if he's unhappy, so he can divorce her, give her a get. Same thing over here. So God says, like, if it's the right to Mahadrin, if it's the right to, no problem, give it back. If it's the Rabbanan, that the Simanim, ki avu Rabbanan takanta b'mamona, ava b'yisura, lo avu Rabbanan takanta. When Rabbanan made a takanta, what's the takanta? Look at Rashi avu b'mamona, the hefka bait in hefka. Remember we said that Chachamim can make a takana to take away all your assets, to expropriate whatever you've got, to take your money, to do all these sorts of things. But when it comes to Isura, can Chachamim make a takana that they can rely on Adim, something from Isur Midoraita, and say the Torah says that we have to have Adim, and then Chachamim says, no, Simanim is good. To be Makir a Doraita, you're going to make someone a divorcee, but the Torah doesn't allow it? That's the question. Right, so what's the Toshma? Let's try and prove what the answer is. Afa Simla. Look at our Mishnah. Afa Simla Tabi Chlal Kol Eilu. Why did the simla was mentioned in the psukim could have been included in all the other last articles? Why do you mention a garment specifically? To tell us, what's unique about it? It's just him, it's got signs. And it's someone who claims it. And nonetheless, you've got to announce it. Of course, so it seems over here, even something which has got simanim, and there are guys who are claiming it, you've got to be machris. In other words, you can do it only with simanim. You have to have aidim. So look at the Gemara's answer that Gemara gives. It's a mind-blowing Gemara. Whereas the Tana, the reason that the Mishnah taught us at Haldin wasn't to do with simanim. Tana tovim it shichile. That there are guys who are claiming it. And because the people who are claiming it, that's why you have to machris. But simanim, right? But the simanim over here, kedin aspa, was just stuck in your stam. It's not already relevant. That term kedin aspa, they haven't mentioned it, by the way, the idea of swear. But simanim is really what's interesting to us. Look at Rashi. Kedin aspa, belo mikra, ela asamchinu akra ba'alma. Stam. But really, the Gemara says, no, you can't prove from our stuff. Right? Can't prove from our stuff. Tana Tovim is Chachazim and Kedin Aspa. Gemara tries again. But then Toshma, look, we said, Chamor. Chamor, we said, we can back on the bright Besimon Ukaf. Maybe because of the saddle. So there, what's a saddle? Saddle Simanim. Without Aidim, we said the Simane Ukaf. We mentioned straight. Gemara says, no, that's not a good answer either. Why? Aime Ba'ede Ukaf. Maybe when I mentioned Ukaf, it wasn't Simanim of Ukaf. And we need Aidim. Look at Rashi. If you bring Aidim, you can recognize it as yours. They're now identify the Ukaf as giving it back. Without Aidim, you can't give it back. So it says, try again. Toshma, the pasuk, this was another pasuk which we saw that came there from Kitaitse. When we saw Aleph and Gimel, this was the pasuk in the middle. You found something, you're going to take it home and keep it for you until your friend comes and claims it. So what does it mean, ad derosh achicha? The girl says, what do you mean, v'chita le'al tarcha, she'idnele lo koim sheshem? You think, anyway, even think about a possibility that you give it back without him claiming it? What, you go running around asking, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. Obviously, he's got to claim. What does it mean, ad she'idrosh? Ella, the pasuk says, the Gemara is saying, what does it mean, ad she'idrosh? Right? It means, dar she'u. You've got to check him out. Look at Rashi, v'achi mashma, ad darush achicha oto, ad dar shechacha et achicha. You've checked him out. Im Ramayu, I don't know if he's honest, if he's honest, he's a liar or not. So Gemara says, well, how would you do that? My love is simanim. You need simanim. I said, no, not be simanim, but aidim. So far, we haven't proved for any of our examples over here that we could just learn simanim. It's all aidim. Rashi, no, but aidim. Sheavi aidim. Shu shelo. He's going to bring aidim. That's his. So Gemara tries again. Toshma. Gemara is about to be from Fitzchit Yevamot. Ein meidim ela al pratsuf apanim im achotam. Remember this. This is a case. It's listening about. I'm going to rush it very quickly. Right. Al adam shemait leisit yishutov. And God dies. And I want to prove that he's dead. So his wife can get married. So we can't give aid that he died. Elim ken ra'u pratsuf panav shuim achotam. If he's got his face and his head with his nose. You have to have like proper identifying factors on the guy that we can identify who he is. Ela alaf pratsuf apanim achotam. Api sheyesh siman megufo b'klal. Even though there's a siman in his guf. She knows he's got a birthmark on his right shoulder. And it matches. Or he's carrying a gun that he identifies, or his sword, or his knife, or his clothes, or he's got a pair of trousers that she can recognize getting for his birthday. Shma mina simanim lav doraita. So he has an example the other way around now. Simanim on doraita, they were doraita. We would be able to use the siman on the kalim, on the goof. So Gemara says, that's also not a good proof. Why? Amre gufo de aruch v'gut. When we said, afabishe siman b'gufo, the siman was if he's tall or short. And his kelab, the chashin, and his clothes don't have to be married. This guy might have borrowed the clothes from your husband that you lent him the garment that you bought him for his birthday. So tall or short is a very common. Is he tall? Is he short? That's not a proper siman. Lots of people are tall or short. Right? So Gemara says, wait a second. You're telling me you're worried about Shaila? About lending? About borrowing somebody else's clothes? What day? What?
No, I would have thought. Yeah, I would have thought that simanim should be doraita, because otherwise people aren't going to bother themselves.
Okay, we're going to get there. That might not be why they're doraita, but you're on the right track of the Gemara's thinking. But let's get there. Okay? So the Gemara said, if you're worried about Shaila from borrowing stuff, then we agree that in our Mishnah that a chamor besimanei ukaf, that you can give back a donkey based on the saddle. So how can you give back this? If you bring 80, then you can recognize the saddle. Let's say even 80 you've got on the saddle. But maybe this donkey owner lent him the saddle, and therefore it's not my donkey. I lent my saddle to somebody else. It's his donkey. So once you've been concerned about somebody borrowing stuff from people, then nothing's a siman, even with 80. Right? It was the Amre. Lo meshule inche ukfe mishum de maska v'lelechamre. Of course, it says no. Saddles, people don't lend out saddles. Why? Saddles are unique for fitted to the particular donkey. And Russians over here, maska, they basically cause like a rash, or they'll cause a problem with their skin. Look at Rashi. Doraisha belies. So via perush leshafshef, lasot petza. They'll cause a rash, they'll cause a marking, they'll cause damage. You don't lend out saddles. That's also one. Another one is kelav bechivri ubesumki. The Gemara gives another answer is that when we said in our that we don't rely on the simanim on his clothes, maybe because it was red or white or red, chivri ubesumki. Because Rashi says again, lots of clothes are white or red. I suppose those are the classic colors. Today we'd say black or blue, right? Elahad Tali, what about this brighter? Mitzor kashur bekiso ba'arniki. If what the Gemara goes back and discuss a get, right? Ela matzor kashur bekiso ba'arniki. Shaliach hamevi get va'avadimen. Keshiach lost the get, it says. And then he found the get. Lachar zman matzor kashur bekiso lo ba'arniki. And after a while, he found it tied up in his bag or in his wallet or betabat around his ring or meshatzor ben kelav, or he found it amongst his clothes. I feel it's mamaruba kasher. It's kosher. The girl said, "What is it? If you're worried that a guy might have borrowed something, kimatzor kashur bekis. When you found it in his wallet or in his bag or in his purse or with his clothes, am I kasher? Why kasher? Nichus l'shaila. Maybe this shaliach borrowed something from somebody else and it wasn't his. He found 3 months later. Actually, the guy who lent him that bag, it was his. It's ended up ourself if you're worrying about things that are borrowed that are lent or borrowed." Someone says that's good, not a good answer either. Why? I mean, kis va'arniki v'tabat, these sorts of things, wallets and bags and purses and rings, lo mishale inshe. People don't lend out. Okay, there's some things the Gemara says, a chazok, you don't lend somebody. And the Gemara explains why not. Why not? Kis va'arniki, a wallet and a purse, mishum, demisamne. Look at Rashi, what does it mean, demisamne? Menachshe. People are superstitious. I think that's the expression I understand. And therefore, if you give the guy your wallet or your bag, whatever, say he thinks he's coming with all your good luck or bad luck. So he won't take them from you. And a tabat and a ring is like a signet ring over here. Remember, everybody had rings like stamp their sign on something. If you lend a guy your signet ring, look at Rashi. Everybody had like a signet, a recognized sign in their ring. He sends something, stamps it with his seal. You don't lend it to somebody. Shemayah says, he might copy yours. Remember, like Achashverosh gave Haman. So he took off his ring. Right? He gave him his ring. Why did he give him his ring? Because now Haman could go and stamp and sign it with the powers of Achashverosh. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Let's say that this whole machloket over here, where the siman is a doraita, not a doraita, lema ketanai, like a machloket tanai. What's the machloket tanai? So we've got the Gemara brings over here machloket tanai, which this is a Gemara in Yevamot as well. Ein me'idin al hashumas. Now we're still really trying to see if we can find a dead body, if the guy's dead, for his wife to marry, says Rashi. And we say a siman that he had a shuma be'evre ploni. He had something like a wart or a growth, or how do they translate that in English? Like a wart, right? Shuma, right? So he says, "Ain." So Tanakama says, "Ain ma'idin la shuma." You can't. Rashi's over here. Actually, Rashi says it vura belaaz, and says a perush yabelet. Right. So Rashi says it's a belet. Yeah, that's not okay. So I mean, shuma ve'elazar. So Tanakama says you can't give eilut on a wart. Elazar ben Mahavayu ma'idin la shuma. You can. So Gemara says, is that the machloket? My love, my hakim, the guy. Tanakama sava simani drabanan. Why does Tanakama say you can't use the wart as a sign? Because he says simani ma drabanan. Therefore, to help a woman get married, which is a doraita. Chavim kudu back at the canon, a doraita like that. But Azar ben Mavai, sava, no, you can use a wart. Why? Savar simani doraita. Seems to be a pretty straightforward machloket tanaim over here. So Amar Rav says, no. The Chula Alma Simanim Doraita. Look at that. Rabbi says, no, Simanim are Doraita. Ah, so what's this Machlok Tanama between Rabbi Elazar and Tanakama? No, this is never machloket. The question is, are people of the same age? Do they have these? In other words, if you're all in your 60s, do you start developing like things on your body? Well, it's true though. Like when you get a little bit older, you start developing all these things on your body. You have these like growths on your body. It's a common thing, right? So it says, look at Rashi, you're all born at the same time period. So Tanakama, who says you can't use Shuma, everybody more or less that age is going to have a similar type of wart on his body, therefore it's meaningless. And Rabbi Lazar said, no, it's not true, and therefore it is a worthwhile. Even another apostle answered, everyone says that, it's nothing to do with his age. What's the question is, do the growth that you had while you were alive, do they change once you're dead? In other words, when your body starts degenerating after time, or decaying, as I think Michael just said, decay, right? Mm-hmm. Right? When they were decaying, so will it change? You can't use the siman because when the guy was alive and after he's dead, the simanim are different. Therefore, you're going to make a mistake. No, they stay the same. Therefore, you can use it. Right? Another possibility is that's not the machlok. They all agree that the shuma doesn't change. The guy's got a wart, has got a wart. And what's this thing here? The simanim de rabbanan. Not like rabbis and they all simanim de raita. Everyone agrees the simanim de rabbanan. Ah, so why they got a machlok tanakam and you can or you can't ma'id? If it's the rabbanan, they always say you can't ma'id. So how come Rabbi Elazar said you can? He says, no, the question is, v'hacha b'shuma siman muvhak k'miflegei. The question is, even though simanim might be de rabbanan, there still might be certain simanim which are so convincing that the Chachamim are allowed to rely on it. Look at Rashi, v'afidu siman drabban, and yesh tismoch, you can still use it. Ma'asav ha-shuman siman muvhaku, v'ma'asav ha-shuman lav siman muvhaku. That's the machloket. And Tanakama says no, and Rabbi Yehuda says yes. So comes along, Rava, Amar Rava, im timsi lo ma'as siman lav drabban. Rava, who originally, Rava said they are Doraita. Rava said, wait a second, if you tell me that a siman is not Doraita, shahechi mahadrinan, right, how can you ever give back something, a lost article, Mahadrin avaidet the besimanim on a siman. Look at Rashi. Klomar ma takanaru chachamim bedavar likanes besafek lachzir mamu limishana shelo. Because if it's not a doraita and it's only drabana and it's all a creation of chachamim, a taknam chachamim. So what? Chachamim decided that based on a siman, because you can attest that it had two red markings on the left side of it, that I can give back to you and it's not yours. Well, where did chachamim come from? It's not, if it's doraita, we understand. Bring me Simani Makra if the Rabbanan. How does the Chachamim get involved in it? Not mine, and they give it to me. I would have given the simple answer. What's the simple answer? Hefka Beitin Hefka. Chachamim can take away things from you, and that's why they said it. But the Gemara doesn't give that answer. Right? So he says, Denichelei. Gemara says, no. Why would they do it? There's nothing what you wanted to say there. Denichelei le Motzea Veda denahadu b'simanim. It suits the person who lost the article to get it back if he gives him manim. Ki heichi dechi av delei ledidei, na mini hadru lei besimanim. The guy who finds lost article is happy to give it back to a guy based on simanim. Why? Because if he lost the lost article, he'd want to be. He'd happy to get it back if he gives him manim. Therefore, it's a system that works. Svara. Don't you have to do anything to write? Chamim keeps the system going. Amale Rav Safra le Rav. So Rav Safra said to Rava, on that, what v'chi Adam said, tovala atzmo b'mamon shana shelo. What do you mean it suits him? So a guy suits him to get something that's not his? How am I going to play along with it because it's just convenient? What do you mean? Right? Ela nichele le bala veda le mehav simanim ule mishkela. He says, no, on the contrary, the guy who lost it, he's happy to give signs and take it back. Why? Because maybe he had it, he hasn't got aidim. When he says to himself, he says, that's why. No, I'm the only one in the world who's got simani muvakim. It's not that I'm happy to get it back because I know that if I lost it, you give it back to me and vice versa. No. The guy who lost it says, I'm prepared to work away with it because there's no one in the world who can identify the simanim as much as I can. Mm-hmm. I want to stop over here. Sure, okay. I actually want to.